Paper ballots must be received by True Ballot this Friday and may not be dropped off at the studio. Once again, the deadline to vote has been extended to Friday, October 7th at 2 p.m. Central Time. This is KPFT Houston. Time for So What's Your Story? It's the only program originating in Houston, Texas, devoted entirely to storytelling, right here on listener-sponsored KPFT 90.1 in Houston. I'm your host, Greg Audell. I am privileged to serve on the board of directors of Writers in the Schools, who is honoring a former guest of this show's, Sarah Spears Selber, at their November 10th fundraising gala. If you'd like to be a part of WIT's 30-year mission in helping Houston area kids learn to tell their own stories, check out witshouston.org. I also run the Facebook page Grout 101, We Fill Life's Gaps. Along with my co-host, Drs. Hank Robichek, Warren Holloman, and Mary Edgerton, and the behind-the-scenes contributions of Nicole Grady and Alondra Mejia, we work hard to make this a special 30 minutes in your week, and to bring you captivating stories from the people who lived them or created them. And as always, I hope you have your favorite snack in front of you, because it is story time, friends. In talking to my guest tonight, we talked about a lot of things, and she told me that her very first book report was on Harriet Tubman.
Yes, it was.
That's pretty cool. I think mine was on Evel Knievel, so I don't know what that says about me. So when thinking about her, a lot of Harriet Tubman quotes came to mind. And the one that really stuck out was that every great dream begins with a dreamer. And always remember, you have within you the strength, the patience, and the passion to reach for the stars and to change the world, or at least your world. My guest, Chelsea Smith, personifies this powerful and timeless quote. But if you try to sum her up by titles or a few sentences, you would be missing one fascinating story. Chelsea was raised primarily in Deer Park, Texas. Through hard work, a belief that dreams can come true, and pure gusto, which I know she has, here are a few of the names that she has been called. Miss Galveston County, my home county. Thank you for representing us. Miss Texas, Miss USA, and Miss Universe. But for tonight, I hope it's all right if I just call you Chelsea.
Absolutely.
All right. I'd like to give a shout out to our mutual friend, Shayna Mokler, who helped us connect with each other.
Absolutely. Love you, Shayna, and thank you.
I am so happy to have you join us tonight. And I have been eager to hear about your unexpected journey since the day you won, because it was absolutely huge news here. I mean, you were in the middle of it, so I don't know if you know how it was in Houston and Galveston County. But Chelsea Smith, welcome to So What's Your Story?
Well, thank you so much, Greg, for inviting me. I am very proud to represent not only just, you know, Deer Park, the Houston area, the state of Texas. It's just, it's been one of those things where you look back and you go, you know, this was something that I worked really hard for, and to be still recognized 21 years later. Did I say that out loud? Because that's literally, I'm 43 now. but to be recognized.
You would not guess it, my friends.
Greg's a liar. It's all smoke and mirrors, people. But honestly, to be recognized for this is just, still is something that's very huge in my life. And, I consider it a great honor, and thank you so much for inviting me on your show.
Well, if it's not too broad a question, I would love to hear your story about your journey. I mean, I just don't think many people can even comprehend what it's like going from anonymity to worldwide, not only worldwide fame, you are famous around the whole universe.
Well, you know, I get a lot of jokes from people saying, well, I didn't see Pluto. And I'm like, really? Can you get something a little more original?
It may have been funny the first time.
It was funny. It was never funny, actually. But it's one of my things that I'm about stepping stones. What you need to do to get to where you need to go, it's all about the people that love and support you, and also and how you do that, because it will follow you. And that is what I chose. And the funny thing is that I used to laugh at some of my friends in high school that were in pageants. Huh. I used to call them, like, you know, what is this, podunk butterfly? You know, what are y'all doing? You know,
my friend Sister Helen Prejean says, God is sneaky.
And it came, and I went, all of a sudden I went, I need a car. And I saw that Miss Texas at the time won a Ford Mustang. Oh, wow. We love Texas. You know, we love Ford in Texas. So it literally, I was like, I need a car. So I tried to figure it out, and it all just snowballed. It connected and snowballed from there. It really was not my passion since I was little. I watched Miss America since I was little, but it was only because they were just beautiful and glamorous and, you know, that kind of thing. But yeah, so it kind of just happened accidentally.
That's amazing. So what, you know, at some point, I imagine you were surprised to win Miss Texas. Or not?
Well, my first year I went, because when I first started, you have to start in a preliminary division, and then you go on to then a bigger title. At the time, it was Miss Southeast Texas. I did go to Miss Texas the first time, and I kind of bobbled on stage, and there were stairs, Greg. There were stairs, and we will talk about stairs later.
We will talk about stairs later, because I think you're a magician.
I kind of bobbled a little, and I was like, I was seventh overall. But then I went away, and then they called me and said, we want you to come back. Please come back. And I was like, you know what? Let me just do this one more time.
You still needed the Mustang?
I still wanted that Mustang. That Mustang was so pretty. So I went back, and there she went, and then it Miss USA, Miss Universe, and it just kind of all went together. And it was very happy for me. So anyway, it was a very good experience, and it was a good stepping stone. Stepping stones.
Was it a comfortable fit from the beginning, or was it confusing?
Oh, it was definitely not comfortable for me. I am not your what people perceive. I don't want to say, because there are a lot of women that are incredibly amazing in the pageant industry that are not what people perceive as pageant women, pageant girls. And so I had an amazing experience, but I wasn't the one, you know, when you first came in, I was like, they were like, are you going to put makeup on? Are you going to put your hair? Yeah. Just like I look right now. Are you going to put your hair down? Are you going to do your makeup? And I just, you know, I was always the one that was cracking jokes and trying to have fun to make everybody relax, because it made me relaxed. So I think that's kind of how that all made it better for me.
I tell you, you sure looked relaxed. Every clip I've seen, you look so relaxed. And I am going to have to ask you the question about the stairs. Because if you look at Chelsea's pageant on YouTube, there's a clip. She floats down these stairs. And I would have gone head over heel time and time again.
Well, Shayna did it the best. I mean, she glided like she was on roller skates. And Shayna, you know what that means. Shayna and I have always little inside jokes. I love her so much. Anyway, so no, you see my arms start to kind of come up because I'm trying to balance myself, like, oh Lord, here she goes. But they don't go too far up. But yes, we finished it out, and the stairs, but those stairs, I tell you, those stairs are epic.
Well,
you
obviously championed them.
Thank you.
You know, and longtime listeners to this show know that, you know, one of my big issues is that it does take a community to raise a kid. And I remember, was it your grandparents that were in the audience when you won?
Yes. And you know that It's a good thing I have my little glasses on today because I always get teary. My Gaga and Papa, which are my maternal grandparents, they're the ones that raised me. My mother was also there. My Aunt Paulette, my Grandma Pearl. I had a lot of people, but they just weren't shown in the actual audience. But my family is everything to me. And losing my grandparents over the last few years, sorry.
No, and I'm sorry.
No, it's okay.
But what I was thinking was just because I have been a part of many children's lives, and I like to think the effort I put in makes a difference. And
it does. And
when I saw your grandparents, I was like, wow, you know, I bet they never expected, you know, all those little errands you run for kids, all the help with
homework. They were sitting together and had been divorced since I was 9 years old.
Oh, wow.
And they were sitting side by side and grinning the biggest grins and looking so beautiful. You know, but everybody just, my mother was there and Miss Universe, she was sitting in the audience. They're the wow. ones, you know, they brought the camera. So yes, it did take a village with me pretty much.
But I think it does with every kid.
I think it does with a lot of people that they just don't recognize.
Right.
But for me, for sure, and I want to recognize everyone.
Well, that's the thing, and that's one reason why I bring it up, because, you know, teen advocate Josh Shipp has a quote that I love. He says, every child is one caring adult away from being a success story. And, you know, we can all play a role in a kid's life. And I'm not saying, you know, everyone's going to grow up to be Miss Universe, but I think they will have a greater shot at all of their dreams if they have people who believe in them.
Yes. Well, it's also reinforcement. I say positive reinforcement, but it's also honesty. You have to be able to say, okay, baby, this is what's going to happen. And mm-hmm. I need you to, but they also have to have it in themselves. If it's not ingrained in who they are already, there is a lot of things that are happening with, and please don't let me go off the, you know, off the reservation right now with saying certain things, but there, you know, everybody is special and beautiful, and every parent is going to tell their child that.
Right.
But right now what needs to happen is everybody needs to be told, look, I love you very much and I believe in you. Let's do this.
Amen.
And then when you start to see that that child is either focused or they're going a different direction, then you go that direction with that child. Don't push, because it's like we're starting to get into this area where I feel like it's not fair anymore. You know, everybody's been told, okay, here, you get a good partition. You know, you know what I mean? Like, thank you for participating. And
right.
I don't mean that in a harsh way.
No, but
you don't
get a lot of points for participating in life. You got to work hard.
You have to work. And everybody's got to go and do things. I've been going through a hard time myself, and I have had the most amazing support system around me. And that is what's important, that reminding you that, look, get up. Let's do this. And that is what's important.
We all need those people, and we all
yes.
need to be those people for each other. And you know what? While we're on this topic, I think it's a perfect time to mention, friends, that we are right smack dab in the middle of KPFT's Fall Pledge Drive. And if you support this program and this station that's been here for 46 years, and we were created by very important people, just like you, they were called contributors and volunteers. And I'm going to check and see if we have Dr. Hank with us in the Pledge Central. Are you there, Dr. Hank?
I'm right here, Greg. You know, 46 years, just 3 more years older than Chelsea. And, you know, I never want you to ever come here again, Chelsea, because the idea of being the youngest one here in the studio.
You know what, Dr. Greg?
You are,
I don't know what you doctor, but I swear I'm not coming to you now.
Unbelievable. You look so magnificent, and you will 43 years from now. And it's people like you that just make us all sick.
I love these beautiful,
intelligent people who are all forever young. Please.
I know. Hey, I'd like one out of two of those.
Let me tell you something. Yeah, no kidding. But you know what? Speaking of doctor, you know, one of our wonderful, wonderful hosts, Dr. Mary Edgerton, will match someone's $100 donation.
And we are so proud to have Mary as part of our team now.
Thank you, Mary.
And after Mary, we're going to have Dr. Richard Kimball. give a little bit The Fugitive.
Now, I think he's missing, no, isn't he?
I was like, about, wait a second. Right? That sounds a little suspect.
Now, we have some great premiums, though. Great premiums for $200 donation. For those of you who can find that change in your couch, and I know you will, because it isn't much for what you're getting. You're getting some great programming here, and you're not going to find any place on the dial as eclectic and as diverse as the program we have here.
$200,
we're going to have an annual membership at the Houston Storytellers Guild, our proud sponsor. Also, coffee with a host of your desires, of your
we'll
dreams.
We'll even buy the coffee.
That's how, right.
That
well,
is
you'll
a
buy
great
the coffee.
Deal.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll buy the
your
coffee.
Your desires, yeah. Greg. Get ready.
You'll buy the coffee.
You notice I get excited when we talk about coffee.
Right. Or desires.
Yeah, or desires.
I've been here a long time. People will have to buy mine.
Nicole's holding up her coffee in the other room over there.
Oh, yeah,
right now,
Nicole
just so
bought me
know.
Some coffee before this. So, yeah, we're all a little hamped up.
Or the producer of your desires.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So it's going in a whole different direction. So, Hank, what do we need to do to make those phones ring and to have
713-526-5738, Greg. And if for those of you who are sound asleep, boomers out there, those of you significantly over 43, you can get online to kpft.org, go to donations, tell us how you're going to pay, and then scroll to see what's your story, your favorite show, and your donation will be earmarked for this, the only storytelling show that originates from Houston. It's been around a long time. I have a great team, Mary, Greg, Warren, Nicole, Alejandro. You know, we have really some great people, really the best in radio, and that is no hyperbole. And we love what we do, and we bring things to our community.
Well, if you hadn't been doing this show week in and week out for almost 10 years, Hank, and been willing to bring us on board, none of us would be a part of it. And we just appreciate all your hard work for many years.
It's just so important because story validates our lives and they engage our community. And this is really the epitome of community radio. And you do not want to tune in and hear, that's right, silence. Absolutely nothing. So the idea of digging deep and finding what you can and giving us, because you don't want to call in and say, what do you expect from people who aren't paid? You know, you get
right.
a bad, you get excellence, my
so
friends.
So please, friends, reach over to the phone right now and call 713-526-5738. Operators are standing by. I'm Greg Audell with trusted engineer Nicole Grady, and you are listening to So What's Your Story? With guest story, Chelsea Smith, Miss Universe, 1995, on listener-sponsored 90.1 KPFT Houston, 89.5 in Galveston, and 90.9 in Huntsville. If you appreciate a good story, Nicole's going to tell you about the best storytelling group in Houston.
That's right. The Houston Storytellers Guild has monthly story swaps, and they're on the third Tuesday of the month from 7 to 8:30 p.m. at the Haven Center. That's at St. Stephen's, located at 1805 West Alabama. And actually, I apologize. It is the fourth Tuesday of the month, guys. The fourth Tuesday.
Sorry about
of the
that,
month.
Nicole.
No worries. At 7:30. I'm sorry. It's from 7 to 8:30 p.m. at the Haven Center at St. Stephen's, located at 1805 West Alabama. Additionally, their site is www.houstonstorytellers.org, and this has all of our previous shows archived. So if you missed out, guys, go back and check it out. Also, check us out on our Facebook page, So What's Your Story? You'll learn more about our guests and about the dynamic storytelling community right here in Houston. And after you like us on our page, please make sure you share it with all your friends and family.
Thank you, Nicole. The Moth Story Slam is another amazing event and is held at Warehouse Live on the second Tuesday of the month. November's theme will be 9 to 5. And next Thursday, Dr. Hank will be hosting radio personality J.J. Simmons from 97.9 The Box here in Houston to honor Domestic Violence Awareness Month.
Tell us who wanted the moth, Greg.
Well, thank you, Hank. There was a lot of stiff competition, but
Okay, there were you and two crickets. We understand that. But nevertheless, your story beat them.
The theme was busted, and life has given me ample opportunity to choose from stories. And, I really appreciate that it appealed to the judges and the audience. And if you have ever been tempted to tell a story in front of 500 strangers, show up at the Moth, and you're going to have a good time.
Beautiful story. We're very proud of you.
All right. Back to our guest, Chelsea Smith.
Hello.
Miss Universe 1995. I was raised by strong women, and I have been around strong women all my life, and I think that is why I've always remembered your powerful answer to the question you were asked at the Miss USA pageant, because it is incredible when I look back at your answers that they seem more apt today. Does that ever occur to you?
Well, I mean, history repeats itself, and the women in my life, my Gaga, my Grandma Pearl, my mother, my Aunt Paulette, my Aunt Stacy, these are beautiful, strong women that have gone through their own things. But I mean, I was raised around supermodels pretty much. And just to see how they handled things, you know, we all go through struggles, but just to make sure that we always seem to come together at the end. And I have a group of friends that I feel the same way about. And it's just kind of like you have to keep that moving in your life.
Family is family, and it has nothing to do with blood.
It has nothing to do with blood. And friends are the ones that you select, because sometimes family you don't. But yes, absolutely. And I'm very happy about it.
Excellent. Nicole, would you play Chelsea's answer? Because I just think it is so on point.
The brand new Miss USA.
All right, here we go. Ladies, you ready? Take a deep breath. This is it. The first runner-up is Miss New York. Say it out for Chelsea Smith. You are the new Miss USA.
Well, that's another clip.
That was, I'm sorry, I apologize. That was not the clip I was going for.
Live.
The clip we were going for, and I'll just tell you what impressed me was, you talked about the fact that you were a strong woman, and that there were 50 strong women in the pageant, and they even asked you if Hillary Clinton should change her image, what you would tell her.
And I actually got to have, you know, tea with her in the White House.
You did?
Oh, yes.
Did she know about your comment?
Oh, yes. That's why I was invited.
That is amazing, because what she said, or would you like to say what you said?
Well, I mean, I just said that, you know, the whole point was, and I think the whole point was to basically say that, you know, you've, this is what you've done. This is who you are. So let's. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Why are you apologizing for it at this juncture? So that was kind of the point of that comment.
How can anyone succeed if they're trying to be someone they're not?
Exactly. And they were making fun of her physicality. That's what it was. It was just about her clothes, her cankles, and what all these other things that I was seeing and hearing. And you know, I had all these women behind me that I, you know, I very, very honored and proudly represented as Miss Congeniality and Miss USA, which normally you don't win Miss Congeniality and win the pageant.
Unless you're pretty much all around awesome, right?
Well, okay, thank you. That's very nice of you. But I'm just saying, I really enjoyed these women. I got to know them personally, and I enjoyed them. And I did the same thing at Universe. I did the same thing at Miss Texas. So it's just that's what you're supposed to do. I don't really understand when it goes sideways and it doesn't happen that way. But sometimes people focus in a different way, and that's the way they do it. But that question made me feel like I needed to embody all of the other women that were there. And it's like, look, we're all in this together. Here we are. And look, I wouldn't have anybody change. I mean, we worked so hard to be there. What am I going to change?
Yeah,
I don't know what you, I mean, you're telling me to change. I don't understand what to change. Just because you say it, I don't understand it.
It's funny. I asked Hillary Clinton one time. I said, how do you feel when you hear all these horrible things being said about yourself, about you every time you turn around? She looked at me and she smiled and she said, it makes me think I'm doing a lot of things right.
Oh yeah, if
and
somebody
I
hates
love
you,
that answer.
You know that's a drag queen thing too. If everybody hates
I'm not up on my drag queen knowledge, but thank you for enlightening
but
me.
But it kind of is. I mean, it's like, girl, if everybody hates you, you're doing something right, and then you snap, and then death drop. But I don't know if you're gonna do that, Greg.
I'm gonna do my very best not to death drop. So can I ask you, in your opinion, Donald Trump has said that Hillary Clinton doesn't look presidential. Do you think she looks presidential?
I have no comments about this election at all. I you already see me. I'm over here. Like, half of it is just not knowing what's real and what's not. He owned Miss Universe when I gave up my title, and I was definitely still a part of it as it went into process for him. So I know I'm just not at liberty to say anything because I feel like everybody else is saying everything.
You knew I was going to try, though.
Oh, I knew you were going to try. I knew you were going to try. And thank you for trying it. However,
I will respect your comment on that.
I just feel like, you know, everybody else has a comment on it. If I do it, it makes me a part of the, you know, the traffic. And I just don't want to be a part of the traffic.
I will say this. I don't know what a president looks like because we've had presidents in wheelchairs. We've had presidents that are overweight. We've had an African-American. We've had a biracial president.
Yes, thank you.
Yes.
But it's however you identify.
Exactly.
Whatever. But I mean, I identify as biracial, so you already know that.
All right. Well, and I was saying that's an interesting issue because one of my best friends, he and his wife, he's white, she's black, and have a biracial son. And he said to me, I never thought I was going to have to teach my son how to be a black man in America. Mm-hmm. And that's a really important point that, you know, like it or not, he is going to have to prepare his son.
Well, it is. And this is what I'm going to say, and I'm going to leave it directly at this. When I started talking about being biracial and how proud I was, and I mentioned it at Miss USA, and of course my Caucasian grandparents are sitting in the audience and they literally are, you know, just grinning ear to ear. It's because I am very proud of all of what makes me who I am.
But that's what touched me so much when you spoke. I could see the love of the community.
Yes.
And that you said so, you know?
And the naysayers that now, because now that we've got all the social media and everything else that I get to see, it's about the fact that there is the one drop rule. And I'm not even going to go into that because I know anybody who's listening is going to Google it. So y'all Google it so you understand what it is. And it's a slave rule. And there's one thing that I will never be held accountable for or held to guard for in my lifetime is to being anyone's slave. And that is an old time rule.
Amen.
And that's ridiculous. You should be proud
Amen.
Of who your parents are, regardless of how you were raised or who raised you. But it's all about my mother is my best friend. I am everything because of my family and because
Amen.
Of my multicultural background, and that is how I feel about that topic.
I think that is an outstanding answer. Can you tell us what's next for you?
I am so excited. I'm kind of doing a new career push. I've got a new website coming out. I've been in Houston for a little bit longer than I thought I was, but you know I love my Houstonians.
Houston's home.
Houston's home. Houston will always be home and heart. But it's time for me to go back to Los Angeles. Always some singing and definitely some acting. And I'll be definitely a little bit more in the front part of people's faces.
Well,
than
and
I
let
have
me tell you,
before.
Let me tell you, I really mean it. I have had fun with you. And I encourage everyone to check out Chelsea's website. What's the website?
It's Chelsea Smith, literally just chelsismith.com. It's not quite prepared yet, but we will get it there. And it's going to have this interview on it and lots of other things. And I've got some open mics coming up and auditions. And I'm going to do vlogs. It's going to be, I'm going to get on your nerves.
Well, Chelsea, I hope this is the first of several appearances because this has been a blast. It's fun to see the woman behind the smile on the stage.
Thank you.
And know there is so much more to you than any title.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Scooter's next with The Inner Side to complete the backside of this Power Hour on KPFT. Make 90.1 a point of every day. And while you're driving home, turning in for the night, or just taking a well-deserved break from the weight of the day, join us every Thursday at 10 p.m. for So What's Your Story? And ease into the weekend right. You keep loving a good story, and we'll keep bringing them to you. Be good to each other, friends. I'm Greg Audell, and along with the fabulous team on So What's Your Story, we're asking you to remember that it is never too late to live happily ever after. Peace, my friends.
Don't be late for this very important date. The Woodlands Children's Museum invites children ages 2 through 7 to a Mad Hatter tea party. Guests will enjoy sipping tea and making curious and curiouser art projects. And of course, your favorite Alice in Wonderland characters will be in attendance. So come to the museum anytime between 10 a.m. and 2 p.m. on Friday, October 7th. The tea party is included with the price of admission. To learn more, visit woodlandschildrenmuseum.org. This is KPFT Houston.